Okay, we have some more guests in the studio this afternoon, and we're going to find out a little bit about what all those tents are doing over by the Weather Bureau office that everybody in town is wondering about. First, we'll go around the room and have everyone introduce themselves and sort of take it from there.
Okay, I'm Al Deacon.
Dale Slaughter. I'm David Libby, ethnohistorian.
Beverly Greenwich.
Emily Wilson from Planning Department.
Leona Kukuk, the Commission on History and Culture.
Okay, and I guess that the last two names will sort of give you a hint that it has something to do with the Planning Commission and the History and Culture Commission. Is that right?
That's true.
Okay, what exactly are all those tents doing over there?
Well, they house a team of 26 archaeologists who are conducting excavations in advance of the construction of the gas pipeline system in order to prevent the destruction of Huff's Mounds and archaeological sites in the part of historic Barrow over close to the sea.
Okay, how long do you plan on being here in town? What sort of time schedule do you have?
Our present plans are for us to be here through the 1st of September, basically through the summer season. After that, two things happen. Other obligations come in and it becomes increasingly difficult to dig because the ground starts to refreeze.
Okay, and what do you hope to discover in your digging?
We wanted to establish several things. One is that we expect to find house mounds and artifacts that represent activities carried on by people living in this area, possibly as old as the early parts of the 18th century and maybe somewhat older. And we expect to find the artifacts and dog bones and the bones of the things which people ate, and all of the remains that were left behind when people lived here.
How did all of you happen to come together in this place and time to be up here and working on this project? Where are you all from?
Well, the project itself is the result of the construction of the gas line and the planned destruction then through land leveling so that they can get their construction machinery in. And once they realized that the gas line would have such an impact on the historic resources in this area, the federal government, principally the Bureau of Indian Affairs, was responsible then for arranging for the protection of these resources from that kind of destruction. And so they undertook a nationwide competition for a research organization to conduct those kinds of excavations in this area. And the State University of New York at Binghamton, where I'm from, was selected by them to conduct this work. And then we sought a group of specialists who had worked in this area and had an interest in this area to come and conduct those excavations so that they could be done properly. And we are drawing on a large number of people whose off-season residence is all the way from Alaska to the Netherlands. And that, I guess, explains how we got here and what we're trying to do.
Okay, and I guess the next question would be, what have you found so far in your explorations?
The first thing we wished to do was to bring together all of the information that people had obtained about the site over the last 40 or 50 years. Archaeology has a long history here in Barrow. Some of that history is perhaps honorable and some not, but as early as the early 1900s, people such as Stephenson and other quote Arctic explorers unquote were passing through the area and were interested in antiquities and so forth, and they began to investigate and to purchase collections and so on. There have been several other individuals known widely for their interest in the Barrow area. They include several people who resided here for a while, like Van Valen, and people like James Ford and so forth. However, in some cases, these people left rather poor records of where they had been and what they had found. And so in our effort to bring together as much information as possible, we first wished to establish the location where Ford had excavated in the 1930s, because his information on Barrow represents the largest and the best kept collections from this area. So when we first got up here, we looked over the land, which has changed considerably since Ford was here, and attempted to find where he had dug by putting a square next to what we thought was one of his earlier pits back from the 1930s. And he had found burials in that area. We were not sure whether we were in the right area or not for finding where he had dug. And so we put down a square to check and see if that was where Ford had dug, and we immediately came down upon a burial, which was on the one hand very surprising and on the other hand somewhat gratifying, because it did give us an indication that that was where Ford had been a long time ago.
I'll ask Emily and Leona, where does the burrow fit into this project, if at all?
Well, we, on the Commission on History and Culture, we were contacted because we do have an interest in what they get out of our land here, and how they can help us construct the history of our own village.
I also understand that any of the artifacts that they do find in the digs will become the property of the borough, and they'll go into the museum that's planned, is that right?
Yes, they'll be kept in trust until we get our own museum here.
Have you had a lot of questions from people around town about what you're doing? I know that a lot of people are curious about the tents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite a few questions about like what will happen to the human remains that are found. That's one of the major questions.
What will happen to the human remains that are found?
Yeah, the commission was approached with that question, and they had suggested reburial after the bones are returned here after they've been checked or whatever they do with them.
What exactly will you do with the artifacts that you find? Are you equipped to do any sort of testing here, or will they have to be taken out to do that sort of thing?
They'll have to be taken back to Binghamton for a period which will be approximately a year, and we need them for the production of a final report on the results and the synthesis of the kinds of things we found, and at the end of that point we will ship them back to Alaska and. Along all of the artifacts that we're finding, and they'll be returned for long-term curation and the benefit to understanding of Barrow's history, bringing them back where they, I think, reasonably should belong.
Now, you mentioned the other day in a brief phone conversation that we had that you found some things that you think are fairly old, is that right?
Yes, the burials which were located on the east side of the cash and carry store, because of the kinds of artifacts which were found with them, the kinds of decoration on them and their shape and things of that nature, apparently are related to one of the earliest known occupations of this particular area, not of the North Slope, but of this particular area, which is of the Bernard period, and thought to date in other places close by to somewhere between AD 400 to 500 and AD 900 to 1,000. At least 1,000 years ago. The style on some of these artifacts actually looks much more like artifacts which are found down in the Bering Straits region and are known from the Old Bering Sea period and may date several centuries earlier, so it might be about 2,000 years old. But we don't know that and won't know that for sure until some of the samples that we took last week have been shipped off for analysis.
Are these exciting things for an archaeologist to find? I guess that's probably the most gratifying type of work for you to do, is to be able to get out into the field and come across things like that.
I think they're exciting for anyone interested in the history of this particular area. They're exciting not just for us intellectually or personally, but I think they do fill out a little bit some of the historic recollections that some of the old people have, and they fill out some of the things that have been written and some of the books that have been published by the History and Culture Commission and so forth. It just is one additional dimension to the full pattern of Barrow's past, and I think that we're excited by them, and a lot of people are excited by them. Archaeology, if one gets into it, I think an interesting thing to a number of folks. I think Beverly might have found some things of interest as well.
Also, another major concern was who gave them permission to dig in those areas. That was one of the major questions.
Well, who wants to answer that question?
Well, the some time ago that there was an agreement between the city and North Slope Borough, Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and URC have been contacted. So they gave permission, whatever they're doing, is if it's shipped out, has to come back. And there is an agreement that it will go to the Borough Museum when it is built.
A lot of the land that presently is considered to be part of the site is owned by private landowners. The part that's owned by the city as a historic reserve is actually about half, I would guess, the total area of the site. So a lot of it is in private hands, it's owned by private citizens and so on. The Bureau of Indian Affairs has been conducting an effort to obtain permission of these private landowners, some of whom do not live in Barrow, and we are working closely with them to make sure that we don't go on private property for which we don't have permission. And it is perfectly reasonable for people to refuse us access if they don't see our presence there as benefiting either them or the community.
What has been the response of people that you've been in contact with up to now?
We've been very pleased by the positive response of a large number of people who have been very willing to assist us and so forth. We're in hopes that as people come to understand the nature of the project and what the results may be and what will happen to the materials that we're finding, that more people will find themselves able to assist us by granting us access.
Okay, well, I know it's real stuffy and hot in this room with all these warm bodies, so we won't keep you too much longer. I'd like to thank you all for coming by and thank you for the work that you're doing, because it is important work, as you say, filling in some of the question marks of the past. And I'd like to hope you all have a very profitable trip to Barrow, and thanks for dropping in. And if we can ever be of any assistance again, drop by and say hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'd also like to say for people to stop by at the site and visit us, and if they have questions or comments or stories about the area, to just stop by and talk with us.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks all for coming in.
Maybe
you
can't
get
it again.
Yeah.
That's
a
confidence,
right?
Oh,
it's
cool.